This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa malah ma ba'd. Today's dua we will do Surah Al-Kahf, verse 10. Surah Al-Kahf, verse 10. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. A number of you have asked if I can write the dua down. InshaAllah ta'ala, the last few days of this month, we will compile all of the du'as on a list and distribute them on one paper. In the meantime, I'm giving you the reference, Surah Al-Kahf, verse 10. You can look it up. This is one of the du'as that is mentioned in the Qur'an, and the effects of this du'a have also been narrated in the Qur'an. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. O our Lord, we ask you mercy directly from yourself. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. And we ask you that you make our affairs correct and rightly guided. Who said this and what was the impact of this dua? Surah Al-Kahf tells us there was a group of young men who embraced Islam at a time of paganism. This was in the time of Isa or after Isa. They embraced monotheism amongst a sea of paganism. And their people persecuted them. Their families expelled them. The powerful king wanted to execute them. Finding no refuge, they could not flee anywhere. The group of youth, they fled out to the mountains. And they made this dua to Allah, not knowing what to do. They didn't have money. They didn't have any place to go. They did not have any help in this world. So they made dua to Allah. This was the dua. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. And they found a cave. And they said, let us just rest here for a while. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered their dua. Because this dua is a dua that should be said when you are in difficult circumstances. It is a dua that is said when you're undertaking a journey, you don't know the consequences, when you're uncertain about your affairs, when you need Allah's help, situation is difficult and dire. It can also be said, this dua, before you start anything new in your life. This is the dua to say before you undertake anything that is new. And what does this dua translate as? These young men, they made a sincere plea to our Lord. Ya Rabb, Rabbana, our Rabb, atina min ladunka rahma. We beg for you that you give us directly from yourself your rahmah. Min ladunka rahma. We want your rahmah, O Allah. Now, is there rahmah from the creation? Why are they saying we want your rahmah? The response to this is that indeed, all rahmah is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah has gifted some rahmah to people and they also show their rahmah to others. In a hadith in Sahih Bukhari, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah azza wa jal divided rahmah into 100 parts. And he took one part and he distributed it amongst all of the makhluq. One part, he distributed it upon all of the creation. And because of that one part, the mother has rahmah for the child, and even the animal has rahmah for its offspring. And 99 rahmah he kept for himself to show on Yawm al-Qiyamah for his makhluqat. So one part of all of the rahmah of all of mankind, in fact of all of the creation, even the rahmah of animals and the rahmah of humans and the rahmah of jinn, you add it all up from the beginning of time up until qiyamah, that is one. And multiply that by 99, and that will be the rahmah that Allah shows on one day, and that is the day of qiyamah. And as for Allah's rahmah, it cannot be counted. It is beyond count. It is infinite. And therefore, we want this rahmah. Of course, we like the rahmah from the makhluk, from the creation. But what we want is the rahmah of the Rahman, the rahmah of the Rahim, the rahmah of the one who calls himself Dhu al-Rahmah. Of the names of Allah is Dhu al-Rahmah, the owner of rahmah. The rahmah of the one who is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful of all of the Rahimeen. The rahmah of the one who is Khayrul Rahimeen, the best of all those who show mercy. And we want that mercy. Why? Because this concept of rahmah, it is a constant repetition in the majority of prophetic du'as. And we will go over so many du'as in this month, inshaAllah. You will see more than half of them, they have the phrase, Warhamni. Oh Allah, I ask you for your rahmah.
asking Allah's rahmah is a constant theme of the Quran and of the Sunnah. And here we have these people saying, "Atina min ladunka rahmatan." Why is this? Because what does Allah's rahmah do? Allah tells us in the Quran, "Wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay." My rahmah encompasses everything. This is the general rahmah of Allah. Every creation must have some rahmah or it would not exist. But we don't want just the general. We want the specific rahmah. There's a higher level of rahmah. There's a general rahmah that all of the creation must have. No makhluq can exist without Allah's rahmah. Understood. But we want more than just the rahmah that is given to the whole creation. We want the special rahmah that is shown to the righteous people. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ. I shall decree my rahmah. I'm going to give more rahmah to those who believe and have taqwa. That's the rahmah that we want. How do we get that rahmah? Two simple ways. Number one, by doing deeds that bring about rahmah. إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. The rahmah of Allah is close to those who are righteous. So when we do the deeds of rahmah, we get Allah's rahmah. Righteousness, salah, zakah, charity, prayer, all of these will bring about Allah's rahmah. Reading the Quran, bring about Allah's rahmah. And the second way to get Allah's rahmah is we simply raise our hands and we say, "Oh Allah, Ya Rahman, Irhamni." That's all. By asking, we will get. By begging, we will be given. By pleading, we will be gifted rahmah. How easy is it? We simply raise our hands to Allah and we say, "Ya Rahman, Irhamni. Atina min ladunka rahmah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. I want your rahmah." Simply by asking, Allah Azza wa Jal will give. Why? Because He is Rahman. When we want His rahmah, the rahmah of the Rahman will give us that rahmah. Because rahmah means a soft compassion. Rahmah means to feel a sense of genuine care and concern. Rahmah is a softness, our scholars say, of the heart of the human. Of course, in Allah Azza wa Jalla, we cannot describe. But when we say rahmah of the creation, we mean a softness of the heart that wants to benefit others. Rahmah is manifested not just in feelings, but in actions. When you have rahmah, you will take care of the one you have rahmah for. When you have rahmah, you will sacrifice for that entity. When you have rahmah, you will give up to please the other, to make the other happy. Now, of course, this is human definition. Allah's rahmah, we cannot fully understand, but it means that Allah Azza wa Jal will send upon us His blessings, His compassion, His mercy. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah is manifested in many, many ways. And of the ways that Allah's rahmah is manifested, when Allah has mercy on anyone, then Allah protects that person from all enemies. As Allah says in the Quran, وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And O Allah, through your rahmah, protect us from the enemies. When Allah has rahmah on somebody, then shaitan himself becomes forbidden for that person. As Allah says in the Quran, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَاتَّبَعْتُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. If it were not for Allah's rahmah, you would follow shaitan. When Allah's rahmah comes down on us, we enjoy living in this world. As Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً فَرِحُوا بِهَا. When our rahmah is given to people, they are happy at it. And our scholars say the rahmah here means the rain, it means crops and vegetation, it means wealth and health. This is Allah's rahmah. So we love Allah's rahmah. Life becomes easier with Allah's rahmah. And of course, of Allah's rahmah is Jannah itself and righteousness itself. As Allah says in the Quran, وَأَدْخِلْنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. This is the dua of Sulaiman, that, "Oh Allah, with your rahmah, I want to be entered with your righteous servants," meaning in Jannah. So Allah's rahmah brings about every good. Why would we not want it? That's why Allah reminds us in the Quran that Allah's rahmah is more precious than anything that we can earn. That Allah says, لَمَغْفِرَةُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Allah's mercy and Allah's rahmah is better than anything that they can earn. Our wealth, our money, anything of this dunya does not equal Allah's rahmah. So we are always eager for Allah's rahmah. So we always ask Allah for rahmah. Atina min ladunka rahmah. The second phrase, وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. And oh Allah, guide us in our affairs to that which is good. Guide us in this affair of ours. Now obviously, these youth, they are in a quandary. They're in a situation. The king wants to kill them. Their people want to expel them. And they are young men. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ. They were a group of teenagers. They didn't have resources. They didn't have wealth. They didn't have any place to go to. So they turned away from their people and to Allah. And they said, "Oh Allah, make our affairs right. We don't know what to do. We leave it to you. وَآتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. We don't know what to do, oh Allah. You prepare it for us. هَيِّئْ لَنَا. You prepare. You take care of and make sure that our affairs become right. They are correct. Whatever happens, happens for our best interest." And so what was the response of this dua? These young men were not prophets. They were not angels. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ. They were a group of teenagers. They believed in Allah, but their iman was so strong, they made this dua. And subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jal gifted them with a miracle, even though they were not prophets. And that miracle was what? They went to sleep for 300 plus years. And they had no idea that when they woke up, the king had died, the dynasty had fizzled out, the people that were pagans had converted to the religion of Isa, Christianity, so they were not righteous. So Allah saved them through sleep. And they never understood, because Allah Azza wa Jal takes care in ways they don't understand. So when they made that dua to Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal protected them. And of course, Surah Al-Kahf tells us all of the details, that how Allah Azza wa Jal caused them to toss and turn, and that anybody who would come would flee away. Allah protected them for 300 years because of this simple dua. So what do we learn from this, my dear brothers and sisters? When this situation gets tough, when we have nowhere to turn to, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullu amrin dhibal," every matter of importance that you begin without remembering Allah, that matter shall be mutilated. It's going to be imperfect. Whenever we begin something of importance, we make dhikr of Allah. We ask Allah's blessings and dua. And so this is a beautiful dua to memorize and to use before we undertake any major decision, before we do anything that's going to be a very big matter, whether it's a new job, whether it's moving to a new place, whether it is any major decision. This is a dua to make. And of course, especially when we have nowhere to go to, surrounded by forces we think are going to harm us, this is the dua to say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. And inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.